The Volume.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, but they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hi, it's The Herd. When Driveway.com says on your terms and on your turf, they actually mean it. If you're shopping for a vehicle online, you can get whatever you want. New, used, certified, pre-owned. You can sell your car at Driveway.com too. Get a real offer online and they'll come to your driveway to hand over a check. Give them a try today at Driveway.com. Car buying, car selling on your terms and on your turf. Driveway.com.
With Windows 11 and Intel, you get the power to work with more speed. And you can arrange all your Windows, programs, and apps the way you want to see them with Snap Assist. Windows 11 and the Intel Evo platform make working from wherever better. Learn more at windows.com/brings you closer.
Hi, it's The Herd. When Ben Hogan founded his company in 1953, his mission was to make the finest golf equipment in the world. And that remains the company's mission today. Every golf club they make, forged to provide the feel and feedback investment cast clubs can't provide. Their craftsmen micro-manufacture each club to your exacting specifications in their Fort Worth, Texas factory. You'll only find Ben Hogan Golf equipment online at benhogangolf.com. Check it out, benhogangolf.com. Visit them today.
Colin Cowherd podcast presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. No better place to bet the action than on FanDuel Sportsbook during the football season. There's a lot of reasons. It's America's number one sportsbook. Incredibly easy to use, super safe, totally secure, super fast payouts in as quick as 2 hours. You're not going to get that anywhere. Also, same game parlay bets, live betting. It's the best. Hey, if you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. I did it in 15 seconds. Get started now. Sign up. Please use the promo code Colin so they know we sent you. Please use the promo code Colin, C-O-L-I-N. FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up. Well, usually, welcome in to the Wednesday morning podcast. I have Al Michaels on, one of my idols growing up. And usually I have a 10, 12 minute preamble, some thoughts and rants before my interview. But I went a little long with Al. We talked everything from John Madden to his first major league game, which is a remarkable story, some Olympic stuff. Miracles on ice you've never heard. And I'm not going to get in the way of it. I'm just going to let you enjoy the next 45 minutes or so. Here's Al Michaels. All right, a couple times a year, I'm lucky enough to talk to Al Michaels. I've I've said this before, that the two or three broadcasters in my life that had formed some sort of personality for me were Howard Cosell when I was eight, maybe Costas and Al Michaels when I was 18. And I always start saying this, Al, you were the best baseball play-by-play guy that I'd ever heard. Of course, people in Los Angeles, Vin Scully, almost Shakespearean in his reverence, right? And Vin really is remarkable. It's almost literature on radio. But you, it's interesting, Al, you made a pivot to football. My first job out of college, you did the Hawaii Islanders. I did the Las Vegas Stars. So I was a baseball guy. And Vegas changed me. I could bet on football. I loved betting on football. And I became, I wasn't a huge NFL fan as a kid. I was a college football baseball guy. You made a pivot, much like Tiger Woods changing clubs at the height of his game. You were the best baseball guy. And you said, I'm going to go to football. And you were doing both. But that was not, at the time, was there a moment you went, what am I doing here? Or what did you do it with conviction?
So, Colin, basically what it amounted to is I cut my eye teeth in baseball.
Yeah.
Loved baseball. Did the Hawaii Islanders. Did the Cincinnati Reds. Big Red Machine, Bench, Rose, Morgan, Sparky, Perez. Went to the Giants because they tripled my salary for 3 years. Went to ABC and did all 14 years of Monday Night Baseball.
Yep.
Before that ended, they put me on Monday Night Football. So in 86, 87, 88, and 89, I was doing both. But I loved and still do baseball. And I was shattered when we lost the rights to baseball going into the 1990 season. So by that time, I was already doing the NFL. I had done a lot of college football as well at ABC. So it wasn't a matter of voluntarily giving up baseball. I desperately wanted to do it. But I was at a place, ABC, that did not have the rights from 1989 on, except for a couple of years when we shared some baseball coverage with NBC at the old Baseball Network. And that was it. So the last baseball game I did would have been in 1995 when I did the fifth game of the World Series between Atlanta and Cleveland. And I had a feeling that would be it. And I did one other game with Bob Costas at the park in San Francisco for the Baseball Network back in 2011. But that was the last time I did baseball. And I truly missed it. I mean, it was a big gaping hole in my heart in a way. But then, you know, I just got used to it. So it wasn't a matter of wanting to pivot from baseball to football. It was a matter of I had no choice because ABC just didn't have the rights.
You know, it's interesting. I did a few games in Hawaii, play-by-play, in Aloha Stadium. And our vantage point, and I imagine yours was similar, was like up.
Well, remember, you did Aloha Stadium, which they built when I left. I was at a place called Honolulu Stadium, hard by Waikiki on the other side of the Alawai Canal, and we used to call it Termite Palace. So that's where I did my minor league baseball games, at the old Termite Palace, which was a jury-rigged place that they'd added like 300 seats every 8 years and had a capacity of 20,000. It was also the football stadium, and that hosted any number of hula bowls and the University of Hawaii football games and high school football.
Okay, here's my one Aloha Stadium. So it had kind of a washed-out turf by the time I did a game there. I'm like 22 years old, 23. And I'm with an older gentleman named Dom Valentino, rest in soul.
I knew him. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dom was quite a character. So Dom had failing eyesight by the time, you know, I'm this kid out of college, and he took me under his wing, and he had done A's games, I think Yankees game for a year. He was by this time 50s. And I learned a trick from Dom. Broadcast with great conviction, regardless of what happens. And there was a ground ball as we were elevated. We thought you could not tell with a washed out turf. And it actually ended up Dom Valentino's call. He got a little lost. He said, here's the 2-2. We had a very guttural sound. 2-2, ground ball to short. and it's gone. It is a two-run blast. And he never paused for 1 second.
Nope. Just make it sound good. I know. And it's so funny because you mentioned, because I remember I didn't get to do minor league baseball there, but I went back any number of times because I was doing the Pro Bowl for a number of years when I was at ABC and even at NBC. And I know about that washed out turf because, you know, somebody got paid a lot of money to put in a piece of garbage carpet in there.
Right.
And I remember that turf looked like, to me, it looked like the rug in a seedy, like $6 a night motel is what it looked like. Not the Motel 6. Even these Motel 6 now charges you like $60 a night. But a really, really seedy hotel. I remember that turf very well.
So, you know, do you prep, Al? You have a very conversational tone to begin with. Has your prep changed? A few years ago, I've always given every show 2 hours of prep. But I will say that it's gotten easier over time, just simply because I've done it so often. And there are days I can do an hour prep on a Monday during the NFL season. It's just easier for me. Or is your prep still remarkably similar to when you were 27 years old?
I would say it's even more intense, Colin. And the reason is the internet. The fans now know a lot. They didn't know before the internet. They didn't have access to it. So before the internet came about and all of the talk shows and other, you know, newspaper availability around the country, the fans could not know a lot of what you knew. Now they know a lot of what you know, and I've got to go deeper into that. And also, we live in this kind of, like, not that I pay that much attention to it, but we're kind of in the gotcha world where if you make a mistake, you know, what's he talking about? Get rid of this guy, blah, 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 whatever. I mean, we know what that's like, that anti-social media nonsense that's out there. But I have found that I do more work than ever right now just to come up with some of the nuggets that I know because of our access to coaches, owners, players, personnel people, et cetera, people who really understand the league, that the average fan can't know about. And I think that's the type of thing that really stands out in a telecast. I know one of the things that when we had Arizona a few years ago, and one of their assistant coaches had been an assistant coach in Super Bowl I in Los Angeles. This was like 50 years later. And people the next day would say, wow, what a story that was. But that was the thing that, you know, I was able to discover by talking to the right people and finding out and going back and researching what had happened in Super Bowl I. So, you know, you're looking for things like that. But in terms of, you know, preparing for a game, it's probably a 60-hour a week ordeal for me.
You know, there's a John Madden documentary coming out here on Christmas for Fox. You've had a lot of great partners. And you know, you work well with a lot of people. I mean, they put a comedian in the booth with you and you made it work. Madden was so different, Al, in that I remember once reading an article that said, you know, he hit you like a strong drink. He was just such a force of personality. Was it difficult? I mean, because you knew that you've always been a guy that you navigate the play and then you set somebody up. John was different. There was a Barkley quality where he just didn't do it like anybody else. Was that easier or more difficult for you?
I had 7 wonderful years with John, and it was basically very easy. And one of the reasons was when John came to me in 2002 at ABC on Monday night, he had left Fox and Pat Summerall was either going to retire or not be on the number one game. So it'd be easy for John to come over. We had heard each other so much. I had heard John do hundreds of games. John was always in the bus after a Sunday game on Monday night. He'd heard me do hundreds of games. And I remember when we got together for the first time and our producer, Fred Godelli, who's still my producer on Sunday night now, Fred said to us, do you guys want to do a practice game off tape and we'll roll the tape and you guys can see where you are? And John looked at me because I was kind of the senior guy at that point. John's coming to ABC and I'd been there X number of years. And I said, I don't think we need it. And then we walked out of the room and John said, I'm glad you said that, because we both felt that it would have been artificial to sit there and try to figure out where we were in front of a monitor and calling a game in a studio, a fake game. So I know when John and I made our debut together in 2002 at the Hall of Fame game in Canton, by the time I got to the second commercial, I felt like I'd worked with this guy for 50 years. Yeah. This was the easiest pie. And we just had, I think, a genuine feel for each other's rhythm. And we had a great amount, you know, I had a great amount of respect, obviously, for John. I think he did for me as well. And it made it so pleasurable and so fascinating. And I've said this before, Colin, I think one of the great things about John is that apart from the game itself, apart from when we were in a football world and we would just, you know, be talking at dinner, he was a fascinating man, extremely well-read, curious about everything. And some of the greatest conversations I've had with John had nothing to do with football. I mean, he was a true Renaissance man and is.
I love in the documentary, I saw a clip of it, and he said he had never thought about broadcasting. And then the minute he did it, he's like, he used to call all of us hairdos. And then the minute he did it, he knew it was perfect for him. So for a lot of people, Al, you and I remember him coaching. And mm-hmm. I can remember like Jerry Tarkanian, it was the short sleeve dress shirt, you know, mm-hmm. kind of ill-fitting. If I said to somebody, do you remember his coaching style? Do you, if I said, hey, what was like Air Coryell, Bill Walsh, what was, because I don't necessarily, I remember him as a big flamboyant personality on the sideline yelling at referees. What was his coaching style? Do you recall?
Well, it was pretty much what the Raiders style was too, you know, go vertical. And he had Kenny Stabler as his quarterback for the most part through those years. Yep. And they had a lot of speed, Cliff Branch and the rest. And they were a physical team. They had, you know, the Matuzaks and the Longs and the guys who could, you know, could beat you up basically. And so they were physical. They were exciting. The Raiders in those years, I would say, I would describe their games as exciting. They played not only winning football, but unbelievably entertaining football. And you go back through some of the games that John coached, and those are some of the most memorable games in the history of the National Football League, including, of course, the you know, the Franco Harris catch, no catch, which of course John lives right. on, has to live on the other side of. But he was a guy, and you know, it's so funny you talk about, you know, Jerry Tarkanian and maybe the short sleeve dress shirt. With John, to me, when I picture him on the sidelines, John was always, he had one of those paper credentials tied to his belt loop, as if he needed a credential to get into the Oakland Coliseum, right? But I love it. There was John, larger than life, a guy who's going to go to the Hall of Fame as a coach, and he's got that little credential dangling from his belt loop. He was special.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, but they just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, the NFL playoffs are almost here. And to help you stay on top of the action, FanDuel Sportsbook's giving you a $10 bonus when you play $20 in same-game parlay bets. They're fun. You can win a lot of money without betting a lot of money. Fast payout, safe and secure, America's number one sportsbook. The same-game parlay bonus is live through today. Lock in some winners and enjoy a $10 bonus on FanDuel. If you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, sign up. Promo code always Colin, always, to get a free bet. Free bet up to $1,000. That's the promo code Colin, so they know that we sent you. Go to the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Again, safe, easy to use, fast payouts. I love betting FanDuel Sportsbook. I had a good weekend. Hope you do too.
21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia or West Virginia. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbookfanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile/web. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Jersey, and Virginia. Or call 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. Tennessee Red Line is 1-800-889-9789. Or go to 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia. Or call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona.
It's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform I love to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify gives entrepreneurs the resources once reserved for big business. So upstarts, startups, and established businesses alike can sell everywhere. Synchronize online and in-person sales and effortlessly stay informed. I love Shopify. Have for years the tools and resources that make it easy for any business to succeed from down the street to around the globe. Shopify is more than a store. Connect with your customers. Drive sales. Manage your day-to-day. Reach customers online with an ever-growing suite of channel integrations and apps, including Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest, and more. More than a store, Shopify grows with you. Go to shopify.com/Colin, all lowercase, shopify.com/Colin for a free 14-day trial, full access at Shopify's entire suite of features. Shopify.com/Colin. Auto done easy. That's Driveway's three-word game. Driveway makes buying a car online easy. And their nationwide inventory, superb. Looking for a Mazda in Missoula or a Prius in Pittsburgh? No problem. Heck, they can deliver a Ferrari to Fresno if that's how you roll. For a nominal delivery fee, Driveway ships any vehicle from their 260-plus retail locations right to your driveway. Not sold just yet? They've got a 7-day money-back guarantee on every purchase. Driveway makes selling your car easy. They offer an instant and competitive offer on their website. If you decide to take it, Driveway comes to your driveway and picks it up. Trade it in. Take a check. It's that easy. Even the financing is easy at Driveway. Their no-haggle prices makes everything stress-free. Since they own their inventory, they sell directly to you, which lets them offer a great price up front. Head to Driveway.com. Driveway.com now to shop for your next ride, and you'll see Driveway really is auto done easy.
Hi, it's the Hurt. Ben Hogan founded his company back in 1953, the same year he won the Masters, the U.S. Open, and the Open Championship. His goal was to manufacture the highest quality and best-performing golf clubs in the world. And that's still the company's mission today. Ben Hogan Golf. I believe in these guys. Make some of the finest golf equipment in the world at their small factory in Fort Worth, Texas. Ben Hogan's hometown, by the way. That part hasn't changed in nearly 70 years. What has changed is how you can buy them. They're available only online at benhogangolf.com. Check it out, benhogangolf.com. By selling direct and cutting out the middlemen, Ben Hogan clubs cost about half of those you'll find at golf and sporting goods stores. Best of all, every Ben Hogan golf club is forged, not investment cast like mass-produced clubs. Each Ben Hogan club is custom-built by hand to your exact specification using the same process Ben Hogan developed way back when. Check it out. Go to benhogangolf.com to find, try, and buy your perfect clubs. You will be glad you did. Check it out. benhogangolf.com.
You'll be doing a Super Bowl this year, another Super Bowl.
Correct.
And it's funny about these Super Bowls. The halftimes get longer. The broadcast day gets longer. But I think by and large, the league has done a really good job, Al, to always understand their sport is a television show. And I don't think other sports have necessarily understood that. The media critics in America, and maybe it's because print people by nature don't love big and powerful people, have hammered Goodell a lot, although I find him much more personable than Tagliabue, who was more the accountant, very dry. You know, you've watched all these sports grow over the course of your life. You've seen some, like boxing and baseball, don't have the social currency, the water cooler currency they used to. Give me the moment you believe that football surpassed baseball in your mind in America. Because as a kid growing up, it was 75 Cincinnati Reds, Garvey's Dodgers. It felt like to me as a kid in rural America, baseball was king. Did it change for you at a certain time?
It's a good, great question, and I don't think it changed overnight. I could feel it starting to happen in the 70s for whatever reason. All of a sudden, you know, you stopped doing the blackouts and people in those cities could watch the games. I think by the early 80s, it became I think that's where football probably surpassed baseball. I think part of it, too, is the technology. Football televises so beautifully. I mean, yeah. You know, all sports do right now. But you are in places that you couldn't imagine being in years ago. I mean, with that camera hovering above, you know, behind the offense, with the sideline cameras, with the close-ups, with, you know, 4K and digital. I mean, I've just watched the evolvement of this, and every sport is now televised better and in a sense more beautifully, but football is made for television.
Yeah.
Just made for TV. And I remember having a discussion once with Jimmy Johnson, at that time was coaching, I think, Miami. And we were in some cold weather city. Miami was on the road and I was doing Monday night. And Jimmy and I are down the field just yakking a little bit, an hour or so before the game. And we looked up into the upper deck in the end zone on a really cold and really bitter night and trying to figure out why would anybody choose to sit up there when they could sit at home, you know, and have a hot chocolate or whatever and watch the game on television. And Jimmy had a great line. I'll never forget it. He was describing the difference between television and being there. He said, you know, on television, TV can make a 4-yard gain look like Armageddon. If you're sitting up there, a 4-yard gain is a 4-yard gain. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
And it's so true, because if you're sitting, you know, in the upper deck in the end zone, What do you see? I mean, there's a run over right tackle, 4 yards. But at home, you can see so many different aspects of that game. And the intertwining of that game with the commentary and what's happening and just the tapestry of the game is so different at home than it is in the stadium. So I think that had a lot to do with it. As I say, you know, baseball televised beautifully these days too, but football is the king. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact it is the perfect television sport.
You know, so much has been made. I mean, you've had just this incredible career and now it's going to be extended. Now, I don't keep up necessarily. I should do a better job of this on the trades. You are going to be, I'm hearing rumors about Thursday Night Football. Is that done officially?
No, it's not done. I mean, I know what's out there is my deal ends after the Super Bowl.
Okay.
In February. And NBC is going to be very involved in the production of the Thursday night games, at least initially. Uh-huh. So there's a little bit of a blending there.
Sure.
So I don't know exactly what's going to happen. And I've been able to this year, Colin, really kept it over on the side because I'm enjoying this year so much. The games have been great. Love the people I work with. Just love them to death. The greatest crew ever. And I'm so fortunate. And if you begin to think about other stuff, I think it takes away from the joy of what's going on at this point. And I hear people like Aaron Rodgers talking about savoring the moments. And you savor them when they happen. And I want to enjoy this year. And we've got the Super Bowl coming up and we're doing two other playoff games and week 18. There's so much that's happened this year and look forward to that. If I start to drift over to what'll happen next year, I don't want to go there. I will say this. I love doing this and I have no intention not to be doing football next year. I do want to do it.
Yeah. Well, you do a pretty good job. Let's just say that. I think you're pretty good at the whole damn thing. So Musburger told me this once. So I was in the back of a car. We were getting driven to an event we were doing together for Toyota, if I recall. And, you know, Brent, like you, when you hear a broadcaster and then you sit next to him in a car, you're at dinner with them. You know, it's really funny. And I could hear Brent 3 feet from me. I just was waiting for him to say, "You're looking live at the steering wheel." He's, you know, and I asked him, I said, "Jesus, Brent, you live in Billings or something. You got a game in Madison, Wisconsin. Do you ever just look at your schedule and it's just overwhelming?" He goes, "Colin, the next game is the only game I know." And I thought, that's the way to do it. Don't look at my schedule. What's the next day I'm broadcasting?
And that's very much what I'm thinking about in terms of this year. I want to just soak all of the pleasure I can out of this year. Next year will be next year. As I say, you know, God willing, I say healthy. I love what I do. And if the brain continues to, you know, work in some semblance of normalcy. Yeah, I do want to do it. I love doing it. I've always loved sports. I've been a sports fan since my father walked me to Ebbets Field when I was 6 years old. And, you know, I've never lost my love and passion for sports ever.
I bet you know the players that played in that game, because I remember my first Mariner game with Frank Tanana on the mound. I can recite from Danny Meyer at first, Julio Cruz, Craig Reynolds, Bill Stein, Bob Stinson, Diego Seguí, Lee Stanton, Rupert Tupi, Jones in center from the Tigers. I bet you can recite every player in your first baseball game.
So my first major league game was when I went to Cincinnati in 1971. And we opened up with Atlanta. And in those years, Cincinnati was given the opportunity to open up the season by themselves on a Monday as a standalone game because they were the oldest franchise. So it's Riverfront Stadium. I cannot believe I'm in the major leagues. My kid in my mid-20s came over from Hawaii. You know, the town is looking at it like, what the hell is this? You know, they hired some kid from Honolulu to do what? does he come with a lay around his neck? So the first batter in the game, first of all, the pitcher for the Reds is Gary Nolan, who was a very good pitcher.
Remember that.
And the first batter is Sonny Jackson. And Sonny Jackson was playing shortstop. The second batter was Ralph Garr,
Yes.
Who had won two batting titles.
Batting titles.
And the third man up was a guy by the name of Henry Aaron. So it's wow. a 1-2-3 inning. He's the third guy in my career that I called. The Reds come up. Phil Niekro is on the mound for Atlanta, so he would go to the Hall of Fame. Pete Rose leads off for us. Tommy Helms bats second. Johnny Bench third. Where do you go from there? There you go. That's your first inning. And by the way, Tony Perez is in the game. It's the year before Joe Morgan would come. He wasn't. But Sparky Anderson is the manager. He goes to the Hall of Fame. We had Davey Concepcion and people like that as part of that team. But what a thrill that was. That was just phenomenal. And I remember Sonny Jackson led off, and he hit a ground ball to the hole on the right side between our first baseman, Lee May, and Helms is playing second base. And Tommy went to the hole, wheeled around, threw him out. I said, you know, one pitch, one great play. That was my opening call of the first batter that I called back in 1971.
Oh, yeah. That's remarkable.
Well, I just, you know, those are moments. I mean, those are lifetime moments that you cherish and you think back, and you know, those are hard to forget, really.
Here's something as a broadcaster that I think about. This is so odd. And in your years of listening to me, I'm sure you've never thought, how does Colin get home after the show? But I've thought about this with Al Michaels. I think, he's not going to a hotel. He's getting on a plane and flying home. What do you do when the game is over? Do you come home that night?
Not from the Eastern or Central time zones. It's just, it's too late. You know, I'm doing a night game. I mean, if I was doing a day game, yeah. No. If it's on the West Coast or the Mountain time zone, we do a rare game in the Mountain time zone. But if it's Denver, you know, Phoenix before the time change, yes. But I've always tried to do that.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know, I married the right girl, been married for over 50 years. And I think one of the reasons that it really worked is that even in my years at ABC, when I was, you know, doing Wide World of Sports and college football and a whole bunch of stuff, I would make it a point to get home as fast as I could. I felt it was very important. And I think my wife did too. And, you know, it's, for what it's worth, here we are, you know, going down the path, and it's been a long, long time. And I found the right, as I said, I found the right girl, and you can't get any luckier than that.
If I could, where'd you meet her?
10th grade, Hamilton High School, Los Angeles. I grew up in New York. We moved here when I was in the 10th grade, and she was in a class with me in the 10th, and we became friends. We weren't sweethearts. We were pals, and we had a whole collection of friends, and we always hung out together. And my house was kind of the clubhouse, because my mother was a combination of Phyllis Diller and Joan Rivers. My mother was the character of characters, and all of the kids loved to come to my house. And Linda was among those kids. And then when we were like 18 and we were both in college, and I went to Arizona State, she went to Cal State Northridge. And I came back into town. I said, why don't we go to a game or movie? I can't remember what it was. And, you know, the goodnight little smooch became like a real smooch. Like, you know, it's like, whoa, we kind of moved over a barrier here. And it was like, So, and off we went. We got married, and here we are.
Where's Hamilton High in LA at that time?
Where is Hamilton?
Yeah.
Robertson Boulevard. Yeah, it's the same place. It's Robertson to the 10 freeway. Same. It's still there. Still there. Yeah.
You know, I say this all the time. People complain about California. And listen, our tax rate is remarkably high.
Correct.
It is. But it's got Mediterranean weather and a nice breeze. And I don't like winter. And, you know, it's funny. You didn't use to, I can remember as a kid growing up in the Pacific Northwest, people hated Californians because they'd move up and housing prices would go up because Californians are big consumers. They had good money and they'd come and they'd buy all the nice Washington State homes. Right. And I can remember my stepdad's like, oh, Californians are the pits. But one of the things as a kid growing up in the Northwest, I grew up with the Washington Huskies, Don James teams. And I loved USC. I was never threatened by California. I was fascinated by the Lakers. I can remember Elmore Smith and Don Ford and Happy Harrison. I loved the Lakers. To me, I couldn't afford Disneyland. We didn't fly as kids. Why have you remained in California? Because you're from here. You could have left. You could live right in the middle of the country. It'd be much easier, Al. Why have you remained here?
Well, I moved here when I was 14. Liked it a lot. Went to Arizona State, but back and forth. And then Linda and I got married here. And I started my career a year and a half later after we got married in Hawaii. Lived there for 3 years. Lived in Cincinnati for 3 years. Lived in the San Francisco Bay Area for 12 years, even though I only did the Giants for three. Went to ABC, and we continued to live in Menlo Park, and our kids were raised there. Then we moved back in 86. We were kind of like, you know, approaching a little bit of the midlife thing. And my father had died just before that. And Linda's mother had died. So we had the surviving parents and both of our all of our siblings were here and other relatives. And we decided to move back to L.A. And now we moved back here. And frankly, Colin, we've lived in the same house for 36 years. Part of the reason is when we think about moving, and we've thought about it from time to time, getting a bigger house, better house, what have you, the thought of having to go through all of my junk and collecting it is so anathematic that we have continued to live in the same place for 36 years. And we have no plans to move because the junk pile has just increased like 50-fold.
This winter, there's something for everyone with the Disney bundle. Unforgettable stories on Disney Plus, like Marvel Studios' Eternals.
Speed focus now.
And Disney's Encanto.
This is my chance.
Fan favorites on Hulu, like Pen 15 and The Great. And epic sports on ESPN Plus, like Man in the Arena, Tom Brady, and over 1,000 NHL games. Get the Disney bundle today for only $13.99 a month. Includes Hulu ad-supported plan. Access content from each service separately. Terms apply. See thedisneybundle.com for details.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Do you have a piece of sports memorabilia that I would be surprised you have?
Oh, probably not. I mean, I've got some memorabilia, but nothing that would really stand out. I mean, I had a collection of Sports Illustrateds for about 25 years. They were in the house, but my wife moved those to public storage. So they're there, but they're no longer in the house. We had to make some room. And so I had to give up the Sports Illustrated in the house. But if I want to go down to public storage, if you want to come down with me someday, we'll go through the files and go through about 500 Sports Illustrateds.
But I'm not the only person that had that. By the way, I always, the great part about my stack, which my mom moved to the garage at some point, is I would keep a Playboy right in the middle of it in my teen years. Hey.
But of course, who did? Right?
You do what you do.
Right.
You know, as we wrap this up, I'm not jealous of much. Like, I'm glad I chose the career path. I started in play-by-play. I went to local TV. I ended up in opinion, and I think it fits my personality. And I've been to every sporting event except the Kentucky Derby that I've wanted to. Mm-hmm. But I was trying to explain to somebody the other day, I said, there's one moment in my life that I would love for somebody to explain to me that I wish I was there, and you were. And I remember watching the 30 for 30 from the Russian perspective on Miracle on Ice.
Right.
And Russian players saying, and this was a hardy group, saying, we were scared. And Al, we know about your call with you and Ken Dryden. Take me to the environment an hour before, an hour and a half before. Is it unique in your experience? Because it's a fairly small venue. Is it in all your NBA finals and all your games, did it feel unique as a moment in time?
Well, you have to start with before the Olympics, what did you expect? And the expectation was that the U.S. team, if everything worked pretty well, would win a bronze medal. The Soviets were the best team in the world, bar none. The Czechoslovakian team before that country broke up, Czechoslovakia number two, clearly. Three would be US, Finland, Sweden, Canada, Germany, possibly. Okay. So the best case scenario was bronze. When I got the assignment, I was pretty happy about it because I wanted speed skating because Eric Heiden was expected to win five gold medals, and he did. And that would have been, I thought that was the premium event. I know I wasn't going to get alpine skiing because Bobby Addy and Frank Kifford loved the après ski scene, and they were friends with the boss. So that was out. So hockey, I loved hockey as a kid growing up in New York. And I was the one guy on that staff, which included Keith Jackson, Frank Gifford, Jim McKay, Howard Cosell, Chris Schenkel. I knew what offside and icing was. And I was the only guy who had ever done a hockey game. I had done one. So I get the assignment, and I'm happy about one thing. At the Winter Olympics, it's always good to have an indoor venue, right? I don't need a parka. I can go to work in a blazer. Now, the hotel in Lake Placid was maybe four blocks from the arena. So when it starts, the U.S. team the night before the actual opening ceremony, the U.S. team with 30 seconds to go in the game winds up with a tie against Sweden. Bill Baker scores a goal, and it's like, whoa, that's pretty good. That's not a bad start. Because Sweden was perceived to be a little bit better than we were. Now you get to the second game. We're playing Czechoslovakia, and we killed them. So it's like, wait a second, what's happening here? U.S. went 7-3. They beat Norway, they beat Romania, and they beat Germany. So now they get to the medal round, and it's like, okay, they're going to play the Soviets, but they're going to get killed. And Ken Dryden and I we'd been to the Soviet Union. We had watched that Soviet team play six or seven games. We'd watched them in the Olympics. They just toyed with teams. And the conversation that Kenny and I had as we walked to the arena, probably at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, because the game started at 5. So we're walking over to the arena. And I remember saying to Dryden, you know, if it's only like 3-1 midway through the second period, it sounds close enough to keep an audience for a while. Right? Right. So now U.S. falls behind quickly, 1-0. Look out. Tie the game. Fall behind 2-1. Mark Johnson gets the goal at the horn at the end of the first period. It's like, whoa. The second period is dominated by the Soviets. So now it's 3-2. So we're in the game. So this is much better than anybody anticipated. And then, of course, when the U.S. ties the game, 3-3, and then Arruzzioni scores with 10 minutes to go, that was just insanity. And I remember thinking, I just had to stay in the game, to stay in the moment, because now the crowd is going crazy. And we're on a ramshackle platform in the front of what would be the second level, the balcony, small arena, like 7,000 or 8,000 seats. And it's shaking. It's going back and forth and up and down because there's so much stomping of feet and screaming. And of course, the truck is going crazy, too. I got the producer in my ear screaming his guts out at me. And all I'm thinking about is, man, like a horse with blinkers, straight ahead, call the game. And I'm doing it. And now I'm thinking, U.S. has a 4-3 lead. I mean, whoa. And now you want the clock to get to zero, but it's the clock looks like it's in quicksand. You keep looking up at the clock. You know, the clock is like 6 minutes and 12 seconds. Next time you look up, you're hoping it's like 4 minutes, but it's like 6:02. So, I mean, only 10 seconds have gone by. And so now it goes down to the end. Jim Craig's making some great saves. The U.S. team, I mean, it's phenomenal what Craig did, the U.S. goalie. And as the game is coming to its conclusion, people said to me, did you think about that? Did I think about it? I thought that the Soviets would win the game 10-2. The puck came out the center ice with about, 5 seconds to go. And there was no time for the Soviets to mount a new attack. And the word that came into my head was miraculous. Miraculous. And somehow it got morphed into a question and an answer. And then I just let it play for the next 45 to 60 seconds, I guess. So the reality of it is, Colin, that I didn't know exactly what I had said, but what the words that came out were from my heart. It was like, this is so great. This is a miracle. You know, it's a sports miracle. It's not a miracle, right? Miracle. You know what I'm saying? So when I said that, that was like the 10-year-old in me coming out. That had nothing to do with a preordained or thought about lobbies. If you think about what you're going to say, it sounds scripted. So, hey, listen, I got lucky because that was one moment in time. It was the greatest thing. You know, it's the pinnacle of my career in the sense that nothing will ever supplant that for a moment. And, you know, it's nice to be able to live with that as opposed to screwing it up and having to live with that for 40 years.
Did you know within 24 hours it was iconic, the call?
I did not. Not at all. Because you don't know how long things last. You don't know if things have, as they say, legs. I didn't. In fact, I wasn't sure exactly what I had said. So the game is right. The game is on tape. So Dryden and I, we had to stay and do the 8 o'clock game, Sweden, Finland, in case the tape machine broke. So everybody else is back at the hotel. And when I walked into the hotel and everybody's in the bar at like 11:15, we're finally done for the night. And everybody's celebrating and excited. And everybody would come up to me at the end and go, "Oh, my God, that was great." I'm thinking, yeah, I kind of think I remember saying something about a miracle. But I had no idea what they were really talking about until they kept playing it back to me, obviously, at that point. And I thought, yeah, I guess that's one way to put it. But, it's also, Colin, the thing you have to remember, too, is that if you're doing a Super Bowl or another game, you can't say something like that because, the crowd is half here, half there. There's a certain percentage rooting, for one team and a percentage for the other. This was the one time when 99.999% of the audience is going one way. And the only people going the other way are KGB agents.
Yeah, somewhere Alexander Solzhenitsyn was pissed off.
Right, exactly. And just one other addendum to that. Bob Verdi, who wrote for the Chicago Tribune, had one of the great leads of all time. And then 84 Olympics. Fast forward, we go to Sarajevo, Yugoslavia. ABC puts a lot of eggs in the hockey basket thinking, can they do it again? Not that you could have ever recreated that to begin with. But we go there, and the first game for the U.S. team is against Canada. And they lose like 5-2. Bob Verdi in the Chicago Tribune, his lead the next day was Dateline Sarajevo. Do you believe in debacles? Classic.
And we end it with that, Al, my friend. Great seeing you. Great talking to you again. And hope you had a good round today at Bel Air. Take care, buddy.
I didn't, but this was a lot of fun. Anytime, Colin. You got it. Take care, man.
All right. Thank you. All right, my friend Al Michaels, who does just live around the corner. I hope you enjoyed it. Go to our YouTube channel, The Volume Sports. Go to Instagram, rate, review, subscribe, Twitter, at The Volume Sports. We love what we're doing here. Long form interviews, cocktails, never gets old, man. Thanks for supporting us. You have great happy holidays going forward, too. Great time of the year.
If you love to be remembered as the person who gives the best birthday gifts, I'm here to tell you that 1-800-Flowers.com is your ultimate birthday gifting destination. 1-800-Flowers has thoughtful and artfully created options that are guaranteed to deliver the best birthday surprise. Shop thousands of unique gifts at 1-800-Flowers.com for exclusive offers and great values. To order today, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the Dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyer's.com today.